أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another brand new episode of Nafsiya Reflections, Finding Patience. We think that patience, sabr, is accepting harsh reality and living miserably. This is the life of a true believer. The meaning is to be troubled, but patient. To be in emotional pain, but patient. To live this way forever, or until we breathe our last miserable breath. The nature of dunya is attachment, material, relational, and emotional attachment. This is the way of dunya, logically what we will be tested with.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
We will certainly test you with a touch of fear and famine and loss of property, life, and crops. Give glad tidings to those who patiently endure. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 155. To be tested with fear, discomfort, pain. To be tried with bad friends, misbehaving children, the loss of loved ones, either by death or separation. To be tested with our health, face financial difficulties, or lack of food or water. Or to be persistent in our ibadat. To be persistent in praying our five daily prayers with khushu', to fast, or to hold our gaze, or to be tested through those so-called little things in life, holding our tongue when someone cuts us off on the highway, being understanding when our children are acting up, to forgive and find patience when our spouses are being harsh. There is no perfect relationship or person on this earth, whether it is friends, spouses, parents, or children. This is the imperfect dunya, and we are created to live in it for now. We must go through the daily ups and downs with acceptance and rida, contentment with what has come our way and will be coming our way. Hardship will come, no matter what, whether it is personal, social, relational, material, etc. Life is not meant to be easy. This is the house of trials, the house of hardship. This is not our Jannah. Neither was it meant to be. It is a hallway, a walkway, it's our eternal life. We must put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust His subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. If we only knew or saw what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned for us in the akhirah, we would repeat every hardship in our life by choice. If not, ask for more, subhanAllah. Give glad tidings. Who is saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of joy, the creator of excitement, contentment, serenity, the one who has designed a place where no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and has never and never will cross our minds. A place created for those who are patient. So who is the patient?
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Who say, when struck by a disaster, surely to Allah we belong and to Him we will all return. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 156. We belong to Allah, and to Him we will return. These are the patient who gain resilience and strength. They always see the purpose of this life. They are not blindsided by this dunya. They are in balance in body, tongue, and heart, each expressing the same state of contentment in the rida of Allah, in acceptance of what He has decreed, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them out of love. That is the power of the patient. To have this special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace in the heart and body, it is dipping ourselves under water, under crushing waves, and feel and see nothing but calmness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, for we are the most loved of His creation. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will always give His servants what they need, whether we perceive it as quote-unquote bad or quote-unquote good. The hardship, the trial, will not change. It is there for a purpose, and it will serve that purpose if we are patient. But if we choose not to be patient, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط.
The greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. When Allah loves a people, He tests them. Whoever accepts that wins His pleasure, but whoever is discontent with that earns His wrath. We will earn His subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, la samaha Allah, God forbid. We will face it, be tested by it either way, but we have a completely different outcome in this life and in the akhirah, the afterlife. This will lead to a true life of misery with no hope, no sense of control, and lack of trust in this world, in Allah. Astaghfirullah, a'udhu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a horrible fate, for this is not the state of a true believer. Rather, a believer knows that the trials and tribulations we face are from Allah, the Almighty, the Most Just, the Most Merciful, and the Most Wise. We may see or have seen the outcome of trials we have endured in our lives. Tests that are the pivotal shifting point in our lives, the tests that changes our perception for the better, or that taught us a life lesson that we had not seen if not for those trials. We may also not see the lessons or the reasons behind such trials in this life. It isn't meant to be seen, but we will surely see it in the hereafter. When we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proud of every moment we took for Him, every emotion we held for Him, thankful for all the trials and hardships we faced in the short-lived life, thankful for setting the intention to be patient, to have woken up saying, today I will face this world with patience, for Allah is with me, and will always be with me, inshallah. See, we think that sabr is accepting harsh reality and living miserably, that this is the life of a true believer. But we have forgotten that Allah is truly with those who are patient. Surah Al-Baqarah, 153. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to face the hardship, yet feel a peace of heaven from the beauty of our sabr, from the magnificence of His presence, to find strength from Him, the beauty of being near to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, said, what can my enemies do to me? My paradise and my garden are in my heart, wherever I go. They are with me and never leave me. If I am imprisoned, it is seclusion for worship. If I am killed, it is martyrdom. If they expel me from my land, it is tourism. This is the mindset of the patient. It is all a mentality, a shift in our way of thinking, a shift that changes the trajectory of our lives, transcending to a higher reality. It adds richness, tranquility, sincerity, calmness to our lives. It adds barakah, a peace of heaven in our hearts, beautiful patience to believe and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.